And finally tonight, the impact of Whitney Houston on pop history cannot be overstated. She died, of course, yesterday at the age of 48. NPR's pop music critic Ann Powers is with me now for a look back on Houston's career through some of her songs. And Ann, I want to start with the song How Will I Know, which was from her debut album in 1985. This was the way many people were introduced to Whitney Houston, the pop princess, the kind of goody-two-shoes. It was a number one hit.
Absolutely, Guy. Whitney Houston was a crossover artist. She was connected to R&B royalty, but she appealed to a pop audience. Her mother, Sissy Houston, is a well-known gospel and pop singer. Her cousin is Dionne Warwick, and of course her godmother is Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul.
When this song came out, Whitney Houston was also criticized by some in the music industry for not being R&B enough, for being too poppy, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, if you look at the history of American pop music, for much of it, R&B and rock or pop were very divided. And here was Whitney Houston, who basically was marketed to everyone. And that was hard for some purists to take. But I think it was actually a very valuable moment in pop.
Probably the high point of her career came in 1992. She was in the film The Bodyguard with Kevin Costner. I don't know if that film was the high point, but a song from that film, I Will Always Love You. Unmistakable, and that song, of course, went on to win Grammys and really showcased her range. I mean, the three-octave range.
Absolutely, and of course, written by another amazing woman in pop history, Dolly Parton. Another example of how Whitney Houston not only crossed boundaries but really eradicated them. Her talent is the kind of talent that is just impossible to hold in a box, and I think that was also why, you know, her eventual decline was so tragic to so many people.
In some ways, her decline was almost precipitous. I mean, she was this beloved kind of sunny and bright personality, and then all of a sudden, she kind of emerged very troubled.
Yeah, it's a tragedy. When I wrote about it for NPR Music, I talked about it as if it could be the plot of an opera. It's just such an arc. When she started to decline, a lot of people blamed drugs. Some people pointed to her very troubled marriage to the R&B singer Bobby Brown. I'm sure the story will all come out eventually. At this time, I feel like I want to honor her talent and not dwell too much on that. But yes, it is a sad cautionary tale about the price of fame and how hard it is to be a celebrity in America.
Ann Powers is a chief music critic for NPR.org. Ann, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Guy.
And you can visit nprmusic.org for more about the life and career of Whitney Houston. She died yesterday at the age of 48. And I believe in dreams again. I believe that love will never end. And like the river finds the sea. And for Saturday, that's Sunday, rather, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Check out our weekly podcast, The Best of Weekends on All Things Considered. You can find it at iTunes or npr.org/weekendatc. We're back on the radio next weekend with more news, features, books, and music. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great week.